Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, we're broadcasting from Southern California, one of the places Democrats are hoping to flip some House seats that they'll need to take control of Congress. In Orange County alone, there are four House races ranked as competitive by the Cook Political Report. All of them are currently held by Republicans in this traditionally conservative county, but President Trump's approval rating is low here, creating an opening for Democrats. In the 39th district, Ed Royce is retiring after 25 years in office. The Republican running to replace him is Young Kim, one of his staffers.
I worked in the district throughout the entire 39th congressional district as a congressional staff. This is the community I know. These are the people that I'm running to represent. This is personal to me.
The 39th district is two-thirds non-white. Kim would be the first Korean-American woman ever elected to Congress. But Democrat Gil Cisneros, a Latino and first-time political candidate who bankrolled his campaign with lottery winnings, hopes to turn the district blue.
She wants to protect. I want to protect the border. That's one of the reasons I served the military, was defending our nation. But we don't need to do that by building a $30 billion wall. It's probably going to end up, when it's done, costing $50 billion.
A prominent Republican is also leaving an open seat in California's 49th district, which includes parts of southern Orange County and northern San Diego County. After narrowly winning his last re-election, Daryl Issa is leaving to join the Trump administration as the head of the U.S. Trade and Development Agency. He's endorsed Republican Diane Harkey to replace him.
Well, I'm running for Congress kind of to replace the dysfunction in Washington, D.C. I've worked in the legislature. I've also worked on the State Board of Equalization in very, very minority positions because I'm a Republican in a very, very Democrat state.
Her opponent is Democrat and first-time candidate Mike Levin.
What's happening with the Republican Party and with Trump is that consistent undermining of the Affordable Care Act. And I see it all, my travels throughout this district. I speak with so many people who are one medical emergency away from not being able to pay their rent.
In the other two races, incumbent Republicans are facing tough re-elections. In California's 48th district, Dana Rohrabacher is fighting off Democrats who have labeled him Putin's favorite congressman. Rohrabacher has advocated stronger ties with Moscow and once said Putin's muscles were just unbelievable.
Yeah, my constituents want us to work with Russia where we can, and American people want us to work where we can, rather than this unrelenting hostility and push towards putting Russia and the United States in conflict.
Harley Ruda hopes to become the first Democrat ever to win the 48th.
And you know what? We, the people, are going to not only flip the 48th district, but we are going to wash across this country a blue wave for all of America. Thank you.
And in the 45th district, Republican Mimi Walters is seeking her third term.
I think that the American public has seen what Congress has accomplished. Look at more people today have more money in their pocket. Jobs are being created. We have higher wages.
Walters' opponent, Democrat Katie Porter, touts endorsements from progressive senators Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren, her former professor.
We have multinational corporations in this country that before this tax bill were paying zero. And my opponent, Mimi Walters, voted for this tax bill, which is going to fall particularly heavily on families in her own district, in the 45th district in Orange County.
Orange County went for Hillary Clinton in 2016, the first time that a Democrat won the county since FDR. But that doesn't mean it's turning blue for good. Jody Balma is a political science professor at Fullerton College in Orange County.
So two things. First of all, we're still a Republican county. We are becoming less Republican as old white guys die and as the young people are much more diverse. 18-year-olds in Orange County are 50% Latino. So those demographics are shifting. But we went for Clinton because people didn't like Trump, not because Republicans in Orange County suddenly found love for Hillary Clinton.
And what do they think about Trump now?
So a number of people who didn't like him have come around, partially because they didn't have another choice. I think one of the reasons that Republicans in Orange County didn't like Trump was because they didn't like Schwarzenegger. And they had had that experience of an outsider who said that he could clean up the Capitol and didn't understand the government and failed pretty spectacularly in getting what Republicans wanted. So I think it was just that they had had experience that a lot of Republicans across the country hadn't had.
What did Orange County think of President Obama?
So certainly the Republicans didn't like him and spent 8 years hating him pretty vehemently. But it wasn't because they loved Hillary.
So what are Republicans hoping to do in this upcoming election?
So Republicans are hoping to hold on. You know, it's going to come down to three things. It's Trump, it's turnout, and it's taxes. There are a lot of people who are supportive of Trump. And now I guess I've got to add the Kavanaugh factor of driving people to the polls for and against Kavanaugh. But it's all going to come down to turnout. For the Democrats to get all four of those seats, it's going to have to be the perfect wave. And I think the polls are really overestimating the Democrats' chances of getting all four.
What did the Democrats need to do this November?
So the Democrats need to turn out, and they need to turn out in a really big way. I think the story of 2018 might not be the huge victories that the polls are predicting. But I think when we look back, I think 2018 is when the Democrats realized that they needed a farm team. That when you look at the four Democrats that are on the ballot for Congress, not one of them has held elected office before. Not one. The Republicans have all held elected office or are holding elected office. So they've got experience. They've got a ballot designation that people trust. And right now, Orange County, I think almost every single city council is majority Republican. So we haven't seen the Democrats have a big farm team to choose from when they have this opportunity.
It is good to be back in California.
Democrats may not have a farm team, but President Obama feels so confident about their prospects here that he visited last month for a campaign rally. That was before the fight in Washington over the confirmation battle for now Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Outside a shopping center in Huntington Beach, Orange County voter Lori Heed told us she's been trying to oust Republican members of Congress here for years, way before Kavanaugh was in the picture.
My opinion about him is a negative opinion, but he's not influencing my vote. My vote was already my vote prior to him.
Minds may not be changed, but Jody Balma says the Kavanaugh confirmation is likely to motivate Democrats to turn out.
Particularly women who are energized and galvanized. So I think turnout is going to be really hot because of that. I don't know on the other side. I don't know if Republicans who feel like the process was unfair to Kavanaugh, I don't know if they'll be galvanized. I haven't seen that as much.
A recent poll by Berkeley IGS shows Orange County Democrats tied with or beating their Republican opponents, sometimes by wide margins. Although in Orange County, a quarter of all voters have no party preference. Here's Richard LeMaster.
I'm not voting party lines. I'm voting whoever's going to represent the people, not the politicians, not policy, not control, lower taxes. We earn our money. We work for our money. We want to keep our money.
There are also people like Greg Diamond, who doesn't know who represents him in Congress.
I'm going to have to read up on about it before I can really say too much.
Political scientist Jody Balma says many voters may not know the candidates' names.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of party affiliation that they're going to go on.
Do you think that part of that, though, is that things are pretty good in California right now, and you pay more attention to who you're voting for when things are not good than when things are fine? When you're good, well, you got a job, you're okay.
Yes. No, I absolutely think that. I think that, you know, part of low voter turnout is satisfaction, that people are not, roaming the streets with pitchforks and trying to get big changes.
Balma says there is one area where many Orange County residents are not satisfied, and that's on the issue of gas prices, which are hovering around $4 a gallon. There's a question on the ballot next month across the state that will ask voters if they want to repeal the state's new gas tax and vehicle fees. Balma says that could awaken Orange County's anti-tax Republican voters and make the road to a House takeover more difficult for Democrats.